It's 11 after 4 o'clock on Z62.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by.
Our next guest on Downtown had her first top 40 hit on the Billboard charts in 1962. Since then, 80 of her songs have hit the charts. 12 of them have gone to the top 10. She is a Grammy Award winner and continues to make great music. Talking, of course, about the legendary Dionne Warwick, who's got a brand new album coming out soon. We had a chance to speak with her yesterday about her career and the new album. Hi, Dionne. How are you this morning?
I couldn't be better. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being with us. Very excited to have the brand new album coming out. She's back. I assume you had a pretty good working relationship with the producer, Damon Elliott.
Yeah, I just got to know him. That's my baby. That's my son. And he's just been doing such wonderful work with producing other artists over the years, and I figured, well, it's time for us to get together again and do some wonderful work, and that's exactly what we did. He's really given me an incredible CD. I think everyone's going to love it.
Well, and it sounds like in terms of style, it really harkens back to the great album that you co-produced with Chips Moman, Soulful, which for me is one of your best albums of all time.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
Also,
yeah, I had an opportunity to dip my foot back into the R&B arena, and songs are really sensational.
Well, you come by it naturally, as does Damon. You come from a musical family. Was the first time you ever sang in front of people, was that at the New Hope Baptist Church?
No, it was St. Luke's AME Church, my grandfather's church. I was 6 years old, and he kind of called me out of the audience and the congregation to come up in the pulpit and sing the song that I lead in Sunday school. And I was terrified, but I did. And I must say, at the end of the song, I was very pleased. I got my first standing ovation.
Well, you had the family's background in music as well, but I understand I caught the interview you did on CBS Sunday Morning the other day, and you had a pretty impressive group of mentors, from your godmother to people like Marlena Dietrich, Frank Sinatra, and the great Lena Horne.
That's true. Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, Diane Carroll, Elvis Cheryl, the list goes on and on and on. I feel so blessed to have been put into their presence, that they felt obliged to embrace me and treat me as their baby.
We're talking with Dionne Warwick here on Downtown. I also caught the documentary on Netflix about Sam Cooke, and I saw you in there talking about your very first tour was with Sam Cooke, and boy, a really interesting story you told about what happened there and how Sam kind of stepped up to help everybody out in a very tough and
that we're now going through almost exactly the same thing, which is unbelievable. You know, we're talking 50 years ago that segregation and discrimination was the order of the day, and now we're looking at it blatantly being still accosting us. It's one of the most stupid things that ever occurred in our lifetime.
You've had so many great collaborations through the years, but everyone looks back at the work you did with Burt Bacharach and Hal David. What made that special in so many ways, it seemed, is that they were writing specifically for you and your unique voice.
It's true. That's exactly what it was. They were my producer-songwriters, and everything they wrote for me was tailor-made for me.
Along the way, there were people who said, well, I mean, Dionne is just part of that system. The producers are responsible for some of that success. Yes, they wrote great songs, but you proved, and really it started with the Soulful album when you broke away from them. But into the 70s, your great work with Tom Bell that resulted in a number one song, and then being produced and working with everybody from the Bee Gees to Barry Manilow. I think you proved along the way that the talent was in the singer, because you've worked with so many people and had success with all of them.
I sure did. And it was an opportunity for me also at this point in time, once Backpack David decided they did not want to write together any longer, But it's given me an opportunity to kind of spread my wings and see what else is out there. And it all kind of fell right back into my lap.
You were honored at the Grammys and will be honored again in the month of May with a Lifetime Achievement Award. It has to be kind of strange to get a Lifetime Achievement Award. You're far from being done. You've got the new album. Do you tell them? Give that to me later on.
I'll probably be up for another one pretty soon.
Well, that...
So that Lifetime Achievements will continue.
What is it that you still enjoy about performing, whether it's in front of a live audience or working in the studio on a new album?
I love what I'm doing. I love to sing. And I've got a God-given talent, and I must be using it in the way He wants me to use it. So as long as I have the ability to do that and bring some happiness to people's ears, that's what I'm going to do.
Can you travel anywhere, not just in America, but anywhere in the world without people coming up to you and saying, oh, Dion, thank you so much. This song, that song, whatever song meant so much to me.
No, fortunately, I cannot travel without people walking up to me and letting me know how much I mean to them musically. I find that not only refreshing, but very moving. You know, to know that you are part of people's lives that meant something to them.
You're working on the new album with people like Kenny Lattimore. You've got a couple of duets on there. Is it important for an artist, too, to stay in touch with what's happening currently in the music business and make that sound continue to be fresh and contemporary?
Well, that usually is up to the producer. My son happens to have a wonderful ear, and he also happens to know what mommy can sing.
Well, that certainly helps right there. Thank you so much, Dion. We appreciate it. We wish you much success with the album. Thanks for making time for us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's the great Dion Warwick. The new album, She's Back, produced by her son, Damon Elliott, coming out in just a few weeks. So exciting stuff there. And man, you go back through. We were looking for, well, what song to play before we went into the interview. Geez, take your pick of, so many classics. Yeah, Walk On By, and all the great Bacharach and David songs from the 60s, and then teaming up with the Spinners in the 70s for Then Came You, the later hits with Barry Manilow producing, I Know I'll Never Love That Way Again, Deja Vu, Heartbreaker, working with the Bee Gees, back with Bacharach and David with That's What Friends Are For, with Stevie Wonder, Elton John, and Gladys Knight, and on and on.